the top stories from ABC News. The mudslinging between the United States and North Korea keeps getting worse, with North Korea saying a nuclear strike on the U.S. mainland is inevitable. In response to Donald Trump's speech to the U.N. General Assembly, the North Korean foreign minister described him as mentally deranged. The escalating rhetoric came hours after U.S. bombers flew close to North Korea in a show of force. Australians are expected to save up to $500 million in bank fees over the next 12 months. All four major banks have announced they will axe ATM withdrawal fees for non-customers. The move reflects the continuing decline in the use of cash. Despite one of the hardest fought elections in years, New Zealand has no outright winner. The ruling National Party has 46% of votes, not enough to form a majority government. Prime Minister Bill English will now be forced to negotiate with Winston Peters' New Zealand First Party. And a natural disaster has been declared in Bali even before the eruption of the Mount Agung volcano. 25,000 people have been forced to seek shelter away from the mountain. Another 50,000 could come in if the volcano erupts. An exclusion zone of 9 to 12 kilometres has been set up around the volcano.